How long were you a statist, and how did you get out of that? Was it through Michael Tesserian, through the things that you mentioned?
Yes. I never voted. I'm an abolitionist since my teenage years. I've been always considering myself an anarchist, because I've seen very soon in my life the illegitimacy and the violence and the coercion behind. I didn't understand the way I do now, for sure, but I was still seeing the crimes and the evil behind it. Statism as such has many faces. Okay, so shadow work counters that. Eventually, you're gonna get out of the patterns. You're gonna get out. You're gonna take a step back from the culture, because essentially it's the temple that is important. It's your own temple. You're gonna get distracted. You're gonna make decision that are gonna change your life as like children. It may be it's gonna be maybe slow you down a little bit. But it's not running. We're not running. It's healing, and we have to be strong enough to have to stand with a statist, stand with a religionist, and having a conversation, human to human. And you have to have this conversation with yourself. Are you able to look at yourself in the mirror and having a conversation and tell yourself that you love yourself? Not a narcissist way of telling it. Put your hand in your heart, in over your heart, and tell yourself that you love yourself. I'm telling you, it's incredible, very empowering. And this compassion, we need to have it with people around us. Whatever the belief they have, whatever we still. Sure, there's a lot of evil people that you don't want to have, for sure. You keep the toxic people out of your life. But like I was saying, it's a symbiosis, you know? It's the apophatic approach to life, you know? You listen to people, they will tell you things, their experience that are bad, that have made bad decision, and then you're not doing it. You don't have to take all the bad stuff. You don't have to take the anger when people are talking to you and they're angry, not necessarily onto you, but they're angry or frustrated or sad. You know, it is a beautiful relation we have to have with ourselves for having to have a beautiful relation with the outer world, because it's still there. You're gonna have to confront it again and again and again, and life will test you. If you don't do the great work, the great work will slap you around. You know, it's natural law. The consequentialism, cause and effect. You don't do nothing, you're gonna get shit from it. You know, just like that.
So would you say like we're naturally free, and it's just a matter of that embrace, and the more we keep our way ourselves away from that freedom, the more it just slaps us in the face
Yes,
until we
if
realize
you
it.
go if you go against yourself, prepare to have a hard ride. I'm telling you, because it's not government, daddy or mommy government that will bring you to this. They will probably cause you to have a spiritual awakening, you know, in starting the spiritual path, but they're not the solution. You know, the solution are inside. If you have problems, if you have great grief or sadness or depression, you have to make peace with yourself, because you're not gonna get over it. And it's not taking pills that would get you over it, for sure. For
Right.
sure. You have to have the will and the care to get through it. You know, and I have bruise and bleeding a little bit. I'm speaking metaphorically here, but you're gonna get bruised a lot.